hard to prove that God's not really real. While others say they know for sure His love you cannot feel, but I know He's real within my soul. For one day He cleansed and made me whole, and Jesus is still the answer for that longing deep in your soul. Is still the answer. He's the answer for your soul. And though some may say He doesn't fit with their philosophy, I know Jesus is still the answer. He's
Thank you for joining us today again for another edition of our daily walk. Shall we start with a word of prayer? Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for giving us another opportunity this evening for us to go through your word as we continue our study in the book of Matthew. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to open our hearts as we study this word, that you will give us the grace and the understanding required, that we'll be doers of the word, that this word will help us to be better Christians all through the days of our lives, and we'll praise you forever. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for having heard our prayers. Thank you, Jesus, for having answered, for we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Welcome. English will follow in a moment. Velkommen til programmet A Daily Walk, presentert av Menigheten Apostolisk Tro i Stavanger. Måtte Gud velsigne deg når du lytter til disse andakter som blir gitt, vanligvis på engelsk, hver dag fra søndag til fredag klokken 19. Welcome to the program A Daily Walk, presented by the Apostolic Faith Church in Stavanger. May God bless this time of devotion given from Sunday to Friday at 7 p.m.
We will continue our study today in the book of Matthew. Please be reminded that the material we are going through can be accessed via our website, apostolic-tro.no. Thank you. God bless you as you join us for this program.
Matthew 6, verses 1 through 18. Devotional focus verse. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth. Matthew 6, verse 3. During the last few years of my mother's life, I was called upon to help with her financial matters. Since her pension was going directly into the bank, she often asked me to make withdrawals. She always stressed that I was to get a certain amount of coins and small bills. She did not give the reason, but I had a feeling why this was important to her. Following her passing, many people began to tell how my mother gave money to the different ones in their little community, especially children who she thought had a need. At the funeral, the pastor relayed how she gave him a little money for himself when she paid her tithes and offerings. Others remarked how they had called her to pray for them. Even though we were a close family, much of this was unknown to us. She gave to and prayed for others because she believed these were good works, not because they would give her a good name. She has gone on to receive her reward from the Lord. Our focus verse indicates the importance of not calling any attention to our acts of kindness or charity. we must go even further and not focus on them mentally, not even thinking of them or congratulating ourselves on our generosity. They are given to God and should be hidden in Him. There is a promise to those who are sincere and humble in their almsgiving. The Father, who sees in secret, shall reward such deeds openly. We must keep our motives pure. Conceit and self-applause are as dangerous as vainglory and ostentation before men. It is natural to hope for recognition and praise for what we do, but in our almsgiving, in our praying, and in our private fasts, we should be deaf to the applause of men. These are between God and us. To be sure, we are not seeking for glory. We should perform our Christian duties quietly or in secret, with no thought of reward. Background information. This passage is a continuation of Christ's Sermon on the Mount. In the previous chapter, Christ warned his disciples against the corrupt doctrines and opinions of the scribes and Pharisees. He continued in this chapter by warning them against hypocrisy, or using religion to cover up sin and promote personal gains. The Greek word translated hypocrite originally meant an actor who wears a mask. The righteousness of the Pharisees was insincere and dishonest. They practiced their religion for the applause of men, not for the reward of God. Within the first 18 verses of this chapter, Jesus condemned the way the Pharisees practiced three of the Jewish traditions. Almsgiving was the practice of giving charitable gifts, and in Jesus' time it was considered especially praiseworthy. Sounding the trumpet was a figurative way of describing the practice of calling others' attention to what one was doing. In teaching the disciples about prayer, Jesus condemned the insincere prayers of the hypocrites. In order to teach them the proper way to pray, he provided them with a model prayer, which is known as the Lord's Prayer. It is a model prayer because it contains the components and attitudes that Jesus' disciples should exhibit and incorporate into their lives. The model prayer consists of three parts: the preface, Our Father, which art in heaven. There must be a personal address to Him with whom our business lies. The petitions. The first three relate to God and His honor, and the last three to our own concerns, both temporal and spiritual. The conclusion. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Is a form of praise. Fasting. Abstinence from food for a period of time was the third practice of the Pharisees that Jesus condemned. Like almsgiving and prayer, fasting must come from the right motive or it loses its value. Jesus declared that the hypocrites made a conspicuous production of their fasting. They did so to gain praise from people rather than from God. Conclusion. Jesus did not condemn giving alms to the poor, praying, or fasting, but he did condemn the way they were performed by those who did these things for self-promotion. We must make sure that our hearts are right as we practice these good works.
Hvis du I Stavanger-området, inviterer vi deg til å delta på våre møter, spesielt søndag formiddag klokken 11. Møtene vanligvis på norsk og blir tolket simultant til engelsk. Du velkommen til å være med oss på et åndelig fellesskap med sang og musikk, personlige vitnesbyrd og evangelisk-bibelsk forkynnelse. Vi holder til I Kjensvollveien 56 som nærmeste nabo til Kjensvoll skole og like I nærheten av Solborg Folkehøyskole. Vi vil gjerne gjøre oppmerksom på menighetens hjemmeside som du vil finne med adressen apostolisktro.no apostolisk-tro.no. Vår hovedmenighet I Portland, Oregon, USA har en hjemmeside som heter apostolicfaith.org apostolic med C faith I ett ord, .org. Dere vil også finne adressen I USA på på den norska hemsidan. If you are in the Stavanger area, we invite you to our services, especially on Sunday morning at 11 a.m. The church is located at Tjensvollvägen 56, next door to Tjensvoll School. The meetings are mostly in Norwegian, but are always interpreted to English. You are very welcome to enjoy music and singing, personal testimonies, and listen to the Word of God. We also want to invite you to our website in Norway, apostolisktro.no, and the English website in Portland, apostolicfaith.org, apostolicfaithinoneword.org, or Apostolic Faith Church of Portland, Oregon.
Thank you for spending your evening with us as we've gone through our study in the book of Matthew. We would like to close this meeting with a short word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for another opportunity that you've given us to look into your word. Jesus, we are grateful for the power in your word to transform the life of every individual. We want to be doers of your word and not hearers only. We want to do all that we do for you, for your own glory, and not to draw any attention to ourselves. So we look up to you today as we've learnt in your word that you will give us the grace to be a doer and to do everything to bring all the glory to you and not to draw any attention to ourselves. We thank you, Jesus, for this, and we pray, O Lord, if there is anyone listening to this program that haven't really made that determination, that purpose to follow you all the days of their lives, we ask you, Jesus, that your Holy Spirit will reach out to them wherever they are. You will draw them close to yourself, and you will speak to their heart. And most importantly, Jesus, you will save them and make them your children indeed, and we will praise your holy name. Thank you, Jesus, for having heard our prayers. Thank you for having answered, for we pray and ask for all these in Jesus' name. Amen.
That God's not really real, while others say they know for sure His love you cannot feel. But I know He's real within my soul, for one day He cleansed and made. For that longing deep in your soul,
Jesus is still the answer. And though time and ages roll, Jesus is still the answer. He's the answer for your soul.
Of this world have brought them peace of mind.